Good evening, Saucepod streamers from coast to coast. It's me, Tony Sometimes, and this is episode number 152 of the Sauce Podcast, volume 4 of the Best of the Sauce Pod. And I'm coming at you live from inside the FingerLakes1.com studios, deep beneath historic, humid, downtown Seneca Falls, New York, on Monday, June 30th, 2014. Glad to be back with you here on the Best of the Sauce, where we take some of the most memorable conversations and clips over the first 150 or so episodes and play them back for you. So I got two clips for you tonight. I don't know about you, but I got World Cup fever. So one of the clips that I'm going to be playing is way back to episode number 8, where I recount my high school soccer days, which was actually a member of the first varsity boys soccer team ever at Minders Academy. So there's some funny stories there that we broke out back on May 12th of 2011. But first, clip from episode 141 entitled Snowmower, recorded just a few months back, March 24th, 2014. And this is from Dandy's Choice, which is a popular segment that we've aired in the last 40 or so episodes, where Dandy R&D would present everybody with two choices, and you'd have to make one, choose between two things, not always as simple as it seems, but then at the end of the challenge, we'd do a random where somebody would, that was in studio, would come up with one of the choices, and Dandy would come up with a second choice, and so this one has to do with your allegiance to various sports teams. So let's hop into the Saucepod time machine and head back to March 24th of 2014. We were all longing for summer back then. And boy, we've got it humid in the Finger Lakes this week and hot. So without further ado, let's play that clip from episode number 141. Of the Sauce Pod Snowmower.
So, Dandy, I got the second part of the choice ready to go.
All right.
Okay. You either have to take your favorite sports team, like your most favorite sports team, and you got to instantly switch to be a fan of their most hated rival. That means that you have to, you know, all your clothing has to change. You have to watch all the games. You have to root for them legitimately. And if you don't and you get caught rooting for your old team, they will cut off one of your fingers every time.
Holy smokes.
Every time you'll lose a finger. So, and if you do lose all 10 fingers, then you can go back to be a fan of the team you want.
What sport?
If you're a Yankee fan, then it's the Red Sox. If you're a Bills fan like yourself, then it's the Patriots.
But this has an eliminator.
No, for the Bills, it'd be the Dolphins.
Then the Dolphins, right. Yeah, the Dolphins.
I couldn't do that.
What's the alternative, Dandy? There's my half. This is the way it works, right?
Or you have no mouth. Your face, the lower half of your face, it looks like your forehead.
It's just smooth.
Yeah.
Like Voldemort. And he doesn't have a nose.
So, which means you can't talk. And you can't eat, but there is one stipulation. You're allowed to cut a hole in your neck, like a tracheotomy.
That's the greatest.
And you have to puree all your food and just dump it down your throat.
Okay, and just dump it down your throat like a... Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with the sports team.
Yeah,
one.
It seems like... I'm also going to go with the sports team one. Because if I lost all my fingers, I would just get two of those big foam hands, and I'd be a fan of whatever team I wanted again.
You couldn't. They would have cut that finger off, though.
So you no, just my be a hand. Just he be said, a hand. If you lost all 10 fingers, yeah, you'd go back to being
a foam. Foam. What's it called? Finger.
Oh, stop it!
Cutting it off.
But I would already be gone back to being a fan of my team, because that's what he said you could do.
Yeah, I would just resign myself to being a fan of the other team.
I wouldn't get a big foam finger. I just get a big. I cut the finger off, and it would be just a big version of my hands.
You'd have to wear Dandy the like the teal and orange of the Dolphins, and get real excited for the Dolphins fan games. You know, when the Dolphins did come to Ralph Wilson Stadium, you'll definitely get tickets for that one.
Yeah,
but you'll be rooting for the Dolphins.
You'll be in the stands yelling, "Squish the fish."
No.
I think I would just stop watching sports.
Or no, you wouldn't. You would
want. Don't squish the fish.
Don't squish the fish. That's right. It's a very confusing prospect here.
I think I would just stop watching sports.
No, that's
you
not
can't,
a choice, Dandy.
You know the rules.
You know the rules of Dandy's choice. You made them. If you stopped watching, then you'd probably.
So I wouldn't be a sports fan anymore.
You just got bitten. That's not how it works. That's like saying I wouldn't eat food anymore if I didn't have a mouth.
So then I would die.
You no, you can't die. That's the rules. I can't believe you're going to break your own rules after all this time just because it's biting you in the ass.
I can't believe you'd rather take not having a mouth than being a Dolphins fan.
That is crazy.
But I don't like the Dolphins. I don't get how you can just
you're gonna
make
have
somebody
to,
like something.
You're going to have to act like you do or you're going to lose some fingers.
That's no, you just said I couldn't root get caught rooting for the other team, right?
You could get caught, but if you did, you'd lose a finger. And if you did that 10 times, you could go back to being
all right,
a Bills
fan.
I
picked that one.
Oh, boy.
I picked sports fan because I could get around it.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have
I just
any
wouldn't
hands.
Go to games, and I wouldn't go
lose
out of
a
the house.
Finger then.
Or drive
nobody
a car,
would know.
You're a fan. You got to be a fan of the Dolphins just like you are the Bills, and you watch every Bills game. You got to watch every Dolphins game, and if you didn't, unless you had a legitimate
wouldn't
excuse.
Wouldn't be able to.
Cut off your finger. Oh, you'd find a way. You'd have to go to, like, a Dolphins bar, you know, around here. With
See, but I don't do that now. So why would I have to do it if I was a Dolphins fan? Because
that's part of the rules. You have a mouth now.
And you can watch.
See, it sucks when people question your questions, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty straightforward. You're a Dolphins fan now. Think about
I'm going
it, though,
no
Danny. You got
no,
a better chance
I'm
of winning.
No mouth. No mouth. Couldn't do it.
Ridiculous. This is out of hand. This choice session is out of hand. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess it's time to move on then to our tweets of the week. This week's tweet of the week comes from @Trevzo_electric. I want to defend a penguin in court just so I can say, Your Honor, my client is clearly not a flight risk.
Right. Poor penguins.
They can't fly. So that's the tweet of the week. And just two other tweets that I was considering for tweet of the week. Like this one from @JiminyKicksIt. Every time my wife pisses me off, I hollow out her tampons and pack them with strawberry pop rocks.
What? Holy fuck.
Would that even work?
I have no idea. Yeah, I suppose it would.
If you're a Jiminy Kicks It wife, don't piss him off.
That is horrible.
@WienerDogForLife tweets, that's a funny Twitter name. Tweets, buy this car. This is a good car. You could put a bunch of ducks in this car, probably 30, 40 ducks.
I like that one. Made me laugh.
And that's the tweets of the week. So there you go. With a little tweet of the week kicker. So like I said, off the top. Really excited about the World Cup this year. Americans are still alive. They play tomorrow, actually, 3:30 against Belgium. And a couple things about soccer. First of all, after these two teams go through, that play in this knockout round, go through years of qualifying, and then survive the group stage, and then play a great game to a stalemate after extra time and overtime, and then they go to penalty kicks to decide it, and one team goes home on that. I don't like it. I propose that after the extra time, you pull. Each team has to pull two players, so you're playing with only nine, play for 15 minutes. And then every 15 minutes, pull in one player. Until the golden goal is scored. Also, all this soccer fever got me thinking back to my soccer playing days. And, you know, people talk now about how the soccer's grown in America. And, yeah, no doubt. I mean, look where we are. We're in the quarterfinals of the World Cup. And when I was a kid, they had just started the rec soccer program here in Seneca Falls, the local rec soccer program. And as I said, I played on the first varsity soccer team at Minders. And the first JV and the first modified, you know, I was basically everything I did soccer growing up was the first. So I'm going to play some clips from that inaugural season where our coach was an earth science teacher who never coached soccer or played soccer. He's a good guy, good earth science teacher. But a lot of politics were involved, and back then, everybody was afraid, not everybody, but some of the boosters of the football program were afraid that the soccer program was going to kill the football program, and so some say it was a bit of a sabotage by having this gentleman coach the team. Because the second year, our coach was a former Olympian soccer player. And long story short, we won the league second year. So, you know, enough of this reminiscing. I'm going to take you back now in the Sauce Pod Time Machine once again to May 12th of 2011. It's episode 8. It's called Take a Loop. And this was before the webcam, so audio only, as we go back over 3 years ago. In this very studio.
Idiot. I never played any soccer. You play soccer?
Idiot. Oh, yeah, I played soccer. I was a member of the first varsity soccer team at Miners Academy ever had. And we won 2 games all year. Then we got a new coach. The following year, we won the league.
Wow.
So if you think improvement, if you think coaching doesn't matter, then you got
another thing coming.
That's right.
Take a loop.
Right. Yeah, actually, I could have some great stories from that first year. Our coach, I don't really know if I should share all these stories, but since I already said
it. Why not? We already opened that can of worms.
Let's
investigate.
When he got mad, he was a, what was he, Polish?
Yeah, I think Polish. Yes.
Polish national descent. And so he talked a certain way. And instead of telling us to take a laugh when he got mad at us, he would say, "Take a loop."
Take a loop.
Take a loop.
Didn't somebody drop "take a loop" earlier?
Huh?
In this podcast, someone said a "loop" instead of "last."
Yeah, I just said it. That's why we got into this segment.
Oh, word.
Take a loop.
Okay, fair enough.
That's one thing he did. Another thing he did, what he said was, we're playing in a game. You know, keep in mind we won 2 games all year. We were a laughing stock. And, there's a timeout in a game, and it was a warm day, and he huddles us all in, and we're all listening to see what the coach is going to tell us, what kind of advice he's going to give us. And he says, "When the sun goes behind the clouds, pour it on."
This is good. Boy,
now think about that. Think about that.
I'm thinking about it right now.
His advice was, when the sun goes behind the clouds.
This is just a group of 14-year-old boys.
No, we were varsity. We were 16, 17, 18. Pour it on when the sun goes behind the clouds. So
pour it on. Pour it on.
So when the sun's out, you know, don't pour it on. But when you notice that the sun's behind the clouds,
go for it.
Pour it on. So all great coaching advice. You know, and, you know, it's not necessarily his fault. He was kind of a somehow appointed coach. He didn't know much about soccer.
It was a newly formed team.
Yeah, I mean, a new program, new team. They needed a coach. He was game, but he came to the first soccer practice with a book on how to coach soccer.
Yeah, I've had a lacrosse coach like that my 10th grade year. Literally had the book.
He brought a How to Coach Soccer book to your lacrosse practice?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Pretty close to that, but yeah, he had a little manual.
Varsity Minor Soccer, you know, chapter one. In soccer, they're called loops and not laughs.
That's right.
And chapter two, meteorology in soccer.
When the sun How it works for you.
Now, there's also another time when we were at McDonald's. And, you know, he was didn't have such a firm grasp on the team discipline. You know, we were a wild bunch. Anyways, a bit of a food fight erupted at McDonald's on the way home from a game. And when we got back into the bus, he said he told us how embarrassed he was of us. And he said, a woman had to cover her cup for fear of flying tomato.
True story.
I'm the machine.
Oh, man. But anyways, the next year,
that coach's name we had a
the next year we had a German coach. That's of right. German descent, so right. Different accent, and we win the league and go to sectionals, win the league, and I think, you know, without sounding too conceited, that I scored the defining goal that turned around Minder soccer from the laughable, lovable losers of 1989 to the league champs of 1990.
When was this goal scored?
It was in the first game of our tournament of the year.
And the sun dropped behind the clouds.
And I knew, based on last year's coach, that it was time to pour it on.
Pour it on! Well, Tony, pour it on!
Well, anyways. Well, at least I already got a title for this week's podcast. Yeah. So, anyways. it was a preseason tournament, or a regular season tournament. The first tournament of the year at Auburn High School. Now, anybody around here knows that, yeah, when you go to play the Maroons, they're a little bit of a bigger school and usually a bit of a stiffer test. Well, the first game of the year, we won. I don't even remember who we played that. And then we advanced to the tournament finals against Auburn. And, you know, I guess we kind of felt like we were better. We just won a game. I do remember after winning that game being surprised, like, hey, you know, we just won.
We can do this.
You know, we won two games all last year. We're 1-0 right now.
Undefeated.
And so then we face Auburn, who's a legit soccer team. And we were down 1-0 late in the game, and I was in the game. Now, this was the only goal I scored in my high school career, too. I didn't play all that much. I played enough, and I was in the game at this point.
What position did you play?
You know, I played a lot. I played defense sometimes. I played midfield sometimes. And so never played striker, though.
A utility kind of guy.
Yeah, I guess I was a jack of all trades, except striker and goalie. But
yeah, so
anyways, okay, ball breaks free. You know, there's nothing that I see between me and the goalie than a bouncing ball that's rolling towards the goal, and the goalie's coming out at me, and I'm running at the goalie. I slide as if I was sliding into second base and pop the ball. I see it bounce over the goalie, and I can tell it might go in the goal. So it bounces off the post and in, and euphoria, because just imagine how excited you got when Abby, imagine if you were in the game.
Did you run to the sidelines and slide?
I got up and started rounding back towards midfield with, I think, one or both arms extended, and I was met by one of my friends on the team who we embraced and fell to the ground, and then where everybody else on the team piled on. Now, we lost that game, but in extra time, we lost that game, but I feel that was the defining moment in Minders Academy boys soccer history.
Wow.
The moment that everyone knew that we had arrived.
They're really good now, right?
Yeah, mostly thanks to Al Lau, because he built it, you know,
Oh, not thanks to your goal?
Well,
I thought it was your goal.
My goal set the stage for Al Lau to come in years later and propel the... But we did win sectionals, and we lost in under the lights in the snow to Naples or somebody, I think. I don't know. Whatever.
Fucking Naples. In the snow. Soccer.
Yep, Great Pine Soccer. It's all Naples is known for.
Mm-hmm. It is all it's known for is Great Pie. Not so much the soccer.
Yeah, I didn't know Naples.
But speaking of excellence in sports, Derek Jeter hit 3,000 in fashion with a home run, 5-for-5 in that game.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, with guys like Jeter, guys that do it the right way, it always seems like, you know, that it works out in a storybook type of way like that. I mean, that you could have picked a better game.
Listen, I'm a Red Sox fan, diehard Red Sox fan, but you can't, I don't have a bad thing to say about Jeter. Class act, and, you know, good for him.
It's nice of you, Stu.
It is.
Well, I think when you look at...
Yeah. So there you go. Stories from the past. And a clip from episode 8. There were some audio issues in that clip. I assume it's just because it was only episode 8 and we were still trying to get our, get things tight. So actually, that's about all I got for you tonight. What do we do? Go about 20 minutes tonight on a Monday night? A hot, humid, steamy Monday night here in the FingerLakes1.com studios. Now, I'll be back in 3 weeks on July 21st with another live episode of the Best of the Sauce Pod. And, we'll see if that one might be longer than 20 minutes. It depends on the clips. It really depends on the clips. So thanks for joining me for episode number 152 of the Sauce Podcast. I'll be back on July 21st. Until then, enjoy your summer in the Finger Lakes. Good night now.
Great local content like this by becoming a patron of FingerLakes1.com. Visit patreon.com/FL1.